the folks that come in are really familiar with the lay of the land and I'm aware that they've been using it for rental. My question is did they also purchase this, let's see, I'll get this right, this parcel here, do you know?
I brought some realtor friends with me, not to my knowledge, but.
I represent the seller. The two pieces of land that are directly adjacent across the street from the property are included in the real estate transaction, yes.
Those two?
Yes.
Okay. Both are they planning on maintaining them?
Yes, I believe so.
Because they're not, they haven't been maintained since the previous rancho folks were in there, and it is, they used it for a dumping ground when they did the remodel after they, and Symington, the previous owner, sold it, and they left it and used it as a dumping area during the remodel.
My client did not do that. I actually know. I know who you're referring to. He bought it from someone who had done that.
Okay.
So the seller that...
Sir, excuse me, sir, you need to address us directly and not the audience.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking to us.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. That's correct. Yeah. I was just simply asking, answering his question. And so my concerns really go back to what Mr. Penrod said from the previous, is that enough is enough. Yes, these all homes have all flooded. I witnessed all of them, five floods since 2008. I've lived there since 1994. They will flood again. It's not if, it's when. And I'm glad to hear that they have an emergency plan in place. I witnessed one of the floods that one of the nightly rentals a little bit further down on Foggy River Road. They actually had to go in and do an evacuation because the renters were not aware of what was going on. And so that is a concern. So the reason for me coming tonight was that I'm just concerned that it's changing the whole neighborhood. And so I'm just, it's like kind of the tipping point. I realize that it is a conditional use and there are many others that have been approved already. For the most part, I just wanted to say that I'm opposed, and nothing against the people that are have the pending contract. I'm all about being successful, and I own my own business, so all those things. The six, there's a lot of folks that come in, bring their own boats. We've had that house directly across us, parking cars and boats in those empty lots, so I'm just concerned that it's a very narrow road with all of the traffic going back and forth. It already needs to be widened or something. I don't even know if that's possible, but it's a very narrow road. When people are pulling boats and aren't familiar with the area and the tight turnaround on the driveway, I'm just not sure how that's all going to work if all of these turn into nightly rentals. So that's just my concern as a longtime resident of that community. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else signed up to speak?
Thank you. The only thing I'll say, whether it's used for nightly rental or single family, it doesn't change the fact that it's in the floodplain. My client has been more than willing to take the recommendations of the Taney County Emergency Management Office and implement, whatever suggestions they have. It's just a continued use of this property. It's consistent with what's going on in the neighborhood. We're not asking for anything out of the ordinary. This isn't going to be an island in that neighborhood that's just one nightly rental. So we're just asking that this board approve this as it did 2 years ago and allow us to continue using it for nightly rental purposes.
So what, you mentioned a management company's been identified?
Well, we have a local representative. Okay. It's an individual, Mr. Winans, who's here with me tonight. He will be the local representative, and so we provided all of his information to Scott. It'll be on file there. It'll be part of the signage on the property, so it'll identify my client's information, Mr. Winans' information, and any other required information that needs to be on there. So we will have plenty of ways for somebody to contact if need be.
How long ago did that get approved?
It was 2 years ago, wasn't
it? I believe it was May of 19.
May 13th.
May 13th, 2019.
Did this board approve it, or did the BOA overrule us?
No, I think this board approved this one.
This board approved it. I remember it.
Yeah. The one next door, the 392, was the one that was overturned. Mm-hmm.
I just have a hard time with it because I've seen them underwater. And it goes up quick after that, in the short morning.
I've seen 7 foot of water in that house. I've seen 7 foot of water in that house. A stranger, you know, they go to the music show, they come home, they take a nap, and the core turns the water loose. You're living here full time, you know what can go on. I'm as big a capitalist as anybody on the planet, but I cannot in good conscience put strangers in that house overnight knowing it could get 7 foot of water in it in 4 hours. I cannot vote for it. That's just where I'm at, brother.
Any other comments, questions? Up to making a motion?
And there's been, eight homes or so just tore down in there and never rebuilt. At least eight in that area.
I understand the flood thing, but it's what it's been. If the same guy still owned it, it'd still be what it's selling. Everybody knows that when they buy that property. I mean, I'm not a bad person. I don't want to see anybody drown, of course, but I just don't think it's something that's going to happen so fast. Somebody take a nap and they're going to. That's just the way I feel about it.
I still like you.
Yeah. Well, this is not the first time it was a rental before. The one that's got it as a rental now also. This will be the third change of owners as a nightly rental, unless I'm mistaken.
No, I think that Colin was the first one. The one up the road that had come through multiple times.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm up the road.
Well, I think we have plenty of information and discussion of what the concerns and issues are. Does anybody feel comfortable making a motion either way to get to discussion and a vote?
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Okay.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval of the of the application, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 4-3.
4-3.
Thank you all.
Thank you. So we be down to our last one, which is proposed nightly rental use for a single family home located at 139 Palisade Court, Forsyth.
Okay, this is case number CUP for conditional use permit 21013. Robert Hogue is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home in an R1 district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, subject's property is 108 by 362, irregular in size, with a single-family home built in 1950, lot 22, located in Sunset Terrace subdivision. The surrounding properties are zoned R1 residential. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Single-family home is a three-bedroom, therefore the maximum occupancy would be 8, with a needed 4 vehicles per the occupancy. So number 3, your occupancy would be 8 for the three-bedroom. Parking for 8 occupancy is a total of 4. And the native vegetation is the plan along the adjoining residential property lines. So City of Forsyth, Willow Lane, here's First Community Bank. Willow Lane goes down, makes the turn. So lot 22 encompasses this whole parcel, and at some time Palisade Court was developed to go down to some lower parcels. And that still is just labeled as lot 22, even though it's in two parts. All those long lots were cut by Palisade Court. Some pictures. That's right on the curve. A little parking area. And I can go to pictometry to help you get some visuals. A new septic system that I think I provided the permit for in your packet. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. Yes, my name is Robert, or Bob. I appreciate your time. As you can see from the pictures, the seller who's here this evening has done some nice things on the outside. The house has been a rental house for, I think, something like 20 years. So it's quite run down on the inside. It's quite overgrown, as you've seen on the outside. I've been a landlord of long-term rentals in the Kansas City area for many years. I know firsthand what that experience is, and I've recently divested myself of all long-term rentals because that mentality, unfortunately, can tend to be the property gets run down, et cetera, et cetera. My wife and I will be using this as a secondary vacation home for ourselves, but we thought it would be great to have the idea of also being able to rent it on a nightly basis. I don't expect that we'll rent for more than probably 2, 3, 4 days a week during the season. We plan to do quite a few nice things to the house, including, of course, cleaning up a lot of extensive landscaping. The parking right now is just that gravel for 2. We'll be putting in another nice parking area for another 2 vehicles. Bob, the seller, has recently updated the well. You mentioned that the septic is completely new, so, and it's not shared, so it should be very adequate for the property. As far as possible impact to neighborhood traffic, the occupancy will be no more than that of a normal family household. In fact, since we're really just going to rent it part-time, I really don't expect, if anything, it will be much less traffic. It's also at the very top of Palisade Court, so there's really no reason for a person staying in the house to even go beyond our house. And Palisade Court, it butts into Willow Lane right above it, which is a much more highly trafficked road. So impact to traffic should be really nominal. As far as in regards to the environment, the neighborhood and the adjoining neighbors, impact should be only very positive. Again, Bob has made some really nice improvements on the outside, but the property is very overgrown. I plan to invest about $60,000 to completely gut, remodel the inside, new kitchen, new bathrooms, new flooring, new paint, of course. It should be a really nice addition to the neighborhood. Again, as one of you mentioned earlier, this property could very easily just go right back to a single-family owner-occupied house if I decide that, you know, we just no longer want to own the home. We're not making any types of changes, no glamping, nothing like this. So it will just be a big improvement to the existing home and the existing lot. As far as, you know, the fear, and I can appreciate the fear.